Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Wait, this is Murph. Today on the show is kind of a treat and something that doesn't happen often, although it's happened at least twice this year so far. But we have somebody on the line with us who is in our same industry. Super talented fellow podcaster, friend and colleague, Jenna Martin, host of a Backroads podcast. We'll talk with Jenna about how her podcast got started, some of the big names she's gotten a chance to talk with, and trust me, there's a bunch of big names on this list, and just generally have a lot of fun. And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Cody. How you doing today, my friend?
I am so excited for this, I cannot even tell you.
Same here. Let's get started.
Absolutely, and with that being said, let's welcome a fellow podcaster, friend and colleague, Jenna Martin, to the show. Hey, Jenna, how are you?
Hi, Jenna.
Hi, Cody. It's so great to be on the show. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
It's an honor for us to have somebody in our same industry, and somebody that I think is one of the fastest rising podcasters in the game today.
Wow, Cody, that means a lot coming from you. I really respect that the work that you've done in this industry and with your show. I think it's so great the longevity that you've shown by carrying on your show for so long. It's something that I know that's easy to get frustrated with. And so just the fact that you've been doing it for so long is really a testament to what you're doing, and kudos to you for that.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, but I always feel like, and I'm sure that you probably feel the same, but I feel like our show is never about me. It's always about the guests and the listeners.
Yeah, Cody, I totally agree. I really think that that's what makes a great show. I think that, you know, that's what the fans and the listeners want to hear, is they want to hear about the music that they love from the people that make it and the people in the industry that they really look up to.
You know, and I'll say this again, but as a fellow podcaster and a friend, I have so much respect for what you're doing with your own podcast.
Well, yeah, thank you so much, Cody. That really means a lot, and I'm sure you know as well. It's sometimes a lonely venture to be a podcaster. Because you're not working at least all the time with other people in your industry. So it's really great to have met you online and to stay connected with you and keep up with all that you're doing on social media. That's such a comfort and an encouragement to me as well.
I'm still not exactly sure how we got connected, but I think somebody that I follow on Twitter I might have retweeted that they were doing an interview with you, so I checked it out. And speaking of interviews, you've had some pretty big name guests on your show, like I said in the intro.
Yeah, I have, and I'm so thankful for that. And actually, you know, honestly, Cody, for every interview that I do, and I'm sure that you feel the same, it is an honor to be able to speak with these people who have, you know, given up a regular life and a regular paycheck and kind of the cookie cutter American dream and given all of that up to pursue their dreams, which sometimes comes with great rewards if you've won a Grammy or been nominated for one like Hunter Hayes. But for, I want to say a lot, if not most artists, it's a labor of love, and the reward that they get, at least from my conversations with them, really seems to be just the joy that they have getting up on that stage and playing their instruments and singing the songs that they love. So I'm just honored anytime any artist will take the time out of their busy day to sit down and chat with me for a few minutes.
And I definitely feel the same way. And while we're mostly on the independent side of things of the music industry, I get that totally.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great what you're doing and all the independent artists that you have on your show, because there's just not a lot of outlets for the fans and the people interested in that music to get to hear from the artists that they love. And so, again, I really respect the work that you've done here on Weekdays with Murph.
Thank you for that. And I kind of wanted to ask, how did you get started in this industry in the first place?
Yeah, I started this show about a year and a half ago. I love podcasts and have been listening to a variety of different shows for the past 4 years. And at the time, there just wasn't really a lot of country music shows on the market. And I just felt the need in the market to create a show that I would want to listen to. And, you know, thought about it for a long time, got a lot of great advice from people like my boyfriend, James Sherwin, who helped me talk through a lot of the processes to start something like your own podcast, which sounds as simple as, you know, a microphone and a recorder. But I'm sure, as you know, it actually takes a lot more work and effort than just that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So, Jenna, let me ask you, how did you end up getting started with the podcast? Like, how did you end up creating your show?
Yeah, so there's a great venue here in Denver called the Grizzly Rose that has been hosting shows with artists including Taylor Swift, Blake Shelton, you know, actually any country music artist has played at the Grizzly Rose, very near to where I live here in Denver. And so when I started the show, I just started reaching out to some of the opening bands and some of the local bands that are here in Colorado where I live, and asking them if I could interview them for my show. And actually, now that I think about it more, I have to give a shout out to my good friend Madison Phipps. We were working together the summer before I started, and she has good friends with Spencer Crandall, an artist that I'm sure you guys both know, who is from Denver and moved to Nashville that summer. And right before he moved to Nashville, as a favor to my friend Madison, he agreed to come on and be my very first podcast guest before I even had a show going. And so that's kind of how this all got started.
Oh, wow.
That's
a story.
Cool.
I've been really blessed to have great friends like that.
My next question for you is probably a loaded question because as podcasters, we feel like pretty much every interview that we do is our favorite. So who's been some of your favorite guests you've spoken to?
Yeah, you know, like you say, I think every interview is always interesting, whether I learn something new from the person that I'm talking to, or if I'm just learning something about myself and the way that I want to ask questions or not ask questions. So I really enjoy every episode and, you know, just getting to know people. I love hanging out and chatting with artists and people like yourself. But if I have to think of a couple special moments, I would definitely have to say, just because it's so fresh in my memory, getting to speak with Hunter Hayes was a really spectacular opportunity. We met right before his show here in Denver at the Grizzly Rose, and everybody at the Grizzly Rose, Tim, who helps coordinate all of the bands and the concerts there, and Lindy, who runs the club, is always very accommodating. And they got us a room in the back, a conference room, and we just set up the mics and sat down and had a really interesting conversation. I'm not sure how much you know about Hunter, but the more research that I did for this podcast and this conversation with him, I was just really amazed by his work ethic. And I think, you know, every artist works really hard at what they do, but I think that his success and his, you know, Grammy nominations and all of his number one songs are really, you know, definitely relate back to his hard work. And he's always working and always creating and always writing. And I really just saw that in his soul, and just getting to talk to him, that was so evident. And that was a really special moment that I've had on this podcast.
Well, that's awesome. You know, and we're both country music fans, obviously, but one thing I found, see, I live about 3 hours west of Nashville, so
cool.
So I tend to go to Nashville pretty much every chance I possibly get, and. And I've actually met several former guests on this show, and one thing I can say about the country music industry as a whole, from podcasters like yourself to artists, etc. Everybody in the industry, at least that I've dealt with, is just. The word I use all the time is approachable. They are so approachable.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'd have to say, you know, I was really thankful for the opportunity that I had last November to go to the Driftwood Music Festival, and I was able to spend some time backstage before and after some of my interviews there. And, you know, even the people that I didn't talk to on my show that I met backstage, whether it was other artists or band members, everybody was just so nice and so welcoming and just wanted to hang out and talk. And I think that's a really special part of the industry, the country music industry.
Everyone themselves, everyone is genuine. Everyone in the country industry does seem that they care and they want to help each other out. It's not like in the other music industry.
Absolutely.
As I was kind of researching a little bit for this interview and listening back to some of your shows, I loved the Ray Land interview. So good.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you for listening, too. That means a lot to me.
You know, I remember one of our interviews that we did on the show, and pretty much every guest we have on the show, I get nervous. I'm nervous talking to you right now, as a matter of fact.
Don't be nervous. There's no need. We're just friends.
I remember maybe it was October or November, we had Natalie Stovall on the show, who is just so sweet. And
yeah,
I always have this little voice in the back of my head going, "Don't screw up, Murph. Don't you screw up." but at that point, that voice was screaming at me at that point. Because I mean, it's Natalie Stovall. The woman made her Grand Ole Opry debut at the age of 12. So
wow.
There you go.
Yeah. That's huge.
But I wanted to ask again. Well, I did have some kind of quirky questions for you. Okay.
Love it. That sounds like fun. Yeah, that's great.
Awesome. Now, I'm obviously a big fan of artist interviews. You know, I'll read, watch, or listen to pretty much every interview I can possibly find, because I think that helps with what I do on the show. So
absolutely.
I was watching one time a Dan Rather, who is just a giant in this industry. He was interviewing a Kid Rock, and he asked this question to Kid Rock. So I'll kind of switch it up a little bit, and ask you. It's sort of the same thing.
Love it.
When everything is said and done with your podcast, and you've taken the podcast to like a Bobby Bones level, which is going to happen for you.
Thank you.
There's not a doubt in my mind it's going to happen for you. what's one thing that you want to be remembered for in the radio industry?
That's a great question. And before I answer it, I just have to agree with you completely about the benefit and the value of listening to other, you know, legendary interviewers in the industry like Dan Rather. And I actually got a chance to meet him. I went to the Democratic National Convention in 2016. As part of my television production job, we were working there that week, and just getting to, you know, to meet him and have watched him, you know, give these incredible interviews throughout his entire career is really an honor. And Cody, I do the same thing. I will listen to probably 2 hours of other podcasts and interviews every single week, whether that be for other musicians or scientists or authors of books. I just have learned so much by doing that. And, you know, in answer to your question, I think that what I would like to be remembered for, if anybody feels that this show is worth remembering, hopefully someday, I would just like people to you know, remember the interesting things that they learned about themselves. Because I know that when I listen to a good interview, not only does it teach me something interesting about the person that they're talking to, but it kind of makes me look back at myself and do some, you know, introspection and self-reflection and maybe even self-improvement. And I would just like for people to you know, learn and broaden their horizons and hopefully grow and develop as people, whatever it is they do, and whether or not they are into country music or music at all, as much as you and I are.
That's awesome. I feel like with this show, and not only for a country music artist, but for a fellow interviewers like yourself, I feel like if we can be a stepping stone to that next thing, whatever it is, I feel like I've more than done my job.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's really what this is all about, you know, for me is it's not about, you know, whatever people may think. It's at the core of it, it's I get value of great interviews for my own life, and I just want to give that gift, hopefully, to other people as well, you know?
Right, I mean, I totally get that, and I'll tell you this now, and I'll probably mention it again at the end of the show, but if there's ever anything that you need from us, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Well, Cody, you've already done so much, and I have to thank you for that. I really appreciate that, and I really believe, as you know, fellows in the industry, podcasters, people in the media, it's really important to stick together and build each other up. Just like you said, in country music, everybody is so warm and welcoming and uplifting, and I love that, and I'd love to see that, you know, in the podcasting industry, just building other podcasts up, you know, working with each other. And so same to you, you know, if ever there's anything that you all need, absolutely reach out. You know, you've got my number, you've got my socials. And it's really great to know you.
And I agree with that totally. I mean, I'm a big people person, and and there's literally nothing I love more than seeing people succeed.
I agree with you 100%. And if there just seems no need, you know, to be competitive or to be, you know, put anyone down. That's just never necessary, and nothing good ever comes from that.
Agreed, totally. Now, this next question I've got for you, it's always so much fun to ask this question because I'll tell you a quick story. I had a professor in college who loved scenarios. He'd throw a scenario out at us pretty much every class period, and I hated it totally. So that's probably where this question comes from. So, I'm going to throw a little scenario out at you. You're stranded on a deserted island and can only have three items with you. What are you taking?
Oh, boy, I love this question. I would do? I would bring a solar panel and some kind of a charger, battery converter, and my cell phone. Those are my three things so that I could always keep listening to and downloading podcasts.
I really hope that this island is an outlet.
Yeah.
I knew I liked you for a reason. Oh, man.
That's so awesome. What would you bring? If you don't mind me asking, what would you bring?
Oh, gosh. Of course, I'd have to bring some form of music, whether it's my guitar or an iPod or whatever. Music is number one for me. Considering the fact I was a Boy Scout, I probably have Swiss Army knife so I could build fires or whatever, you know. And then probably some greed.
Well, I'd have to say I think you'd probably survive a lot longer than me. It sounds like you're a little bit smarter in your choices on what to bring.
I wanted to kind of touch on what's coming up for the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited for this year. I don't know if you knew, but last year I actually took some time off from the podcast because it was, just getting to be a lot of work. And then before I came back at the end of last summer, I just made a commitment to myself that this is something that I really love and I really feel the need to continue. And so looking forward into this next year, I've got a bunch of new interviews lined up. Some upcoming episodes include an interview that I just did last night, actually, here in Denver with Colt Ford. Super fun conversation. Yeah, really interesting guy. So I'm excited for that to be released. I'm going to be hopefully working on some new partnerships. I will hopefully be traveling to Nashville and maybe some other, music festivals this year, and just, working my hardest at developing good questions and developing relationships with people in the industry like yourself and getting great interviews.
Jenna, this is Craig. When you said festivals, does that include CMA Fest?
It might. I'm looking at all of the options. That's definitely, one of the top festivals in this industry. So it would be great to be there. So we'll see. Are you guys going to be there?
I am definitely being there.
I'll be out of town probably.
It's possible.
It would be great. It would be super fun to get to go to that festival.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love what you said about taking time off from the podcast, and that it can be a kind of a grind, because unless you're in this industry and doing it pretty much day in day out, people on the outside only see the finished product. They don't see all the work that goes into booking guests, getting everything schedule wise lined up.
So
I love what you said about that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can totally relate to that. All of this, like you said, the scheduling, the posting, the social media, the planning out future episodes. It's a lot of work, and if you don't have the right motivations behind it, you can burn out, and take some time off. And it's never bad to take some time off, just to refresh yourself. But it's good to look at yourself and make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons.
One of my favorite quotes, and something that keeps me going, and you can use this in a future podcast, I don't mind, but a good friend of mine, a friend of mine said this. He says, a commitment is staying true to what you said you would do long after the mood that you said it in has left.
Wow, that's wonderful. I love that. Thank you. I that's awesome. I can really appreciate that.
To wrap things up in the last a minute and a half or so that we've got. First of all, thank you again for doing this. This is you have no idea how long I've wanted to do this.
Well, thank you so much. I was so honored that you asked me to come on this show, and I've really been looking forward to doing this. This is my first time being interviewed, so this is a big day for me, and I'm really honored to be able to come onto your show and talk to your listeners. It's been really fun.
I can assure you it's not going to be the last you've been interviewed, Jenna. And I wanted to ask you one final question. What would be your dream interview, the one person that you would just love at the top of your list, like the bucket list?
I would have to say that, I know it's not right to pick favorites, but I love Kacey Musgraves. She's been one of my favorites for years, and so I'm hoping someday to get to sit down and speak with her.
I'd love to see that too. And my only advice would be to follow your arrow, and hopefully it'll point to her. Also.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Well played there, Greg.
Oh, thank you.
I'm gonna use another Dan Rather question on you. So,
yay.
During the past 30 minutes or so that we've spoken, is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to?
Well, actually, yeah, when you referenced Dan Rather and that whole, you know, your idea of listening to other shows to gain inspiration and even questions, I actually did the same thing right before my interview with the Eli Young Band members. That was such a big deal for me. That was definitely, you know, one of my top goal interviews. And I was super nervous before that. And I listened to a lot of other interviews and actually stole some questions from them for my conversation with the guys, because it was such a big deal. And I was so nervous. It was the first time I had ever been on a tour bus. And I think, you know, when I listen back to that one now, I can hear my awkwardness, and, you know, it was only 15 minutes. But, you know, I respect what you're doing in looking up to the legends in the industry. And I would just say that that's something that I do. And I would encourage other people, if you listen to my interview with Two Way Crossing from a couple weeks ago, from actually just this last week I released it, Jenny, the lead singer in the band, talks about this as well. If you want to do something, whatever it is, you've got to work really hard at it to be the very best you can be. And I just love that, you know, when I come to my podcast, whether, like I said, if you like country music or not, I hope that you can gain something from listening to these conversations about people who pursue things at the highest level and really achieve excellence at it and what it takes to do that.
And I'll be honest with you, and you've touched on this a little bit, but I get so much out of these interviews. I mean, probably more than what the guest does. I learn so much from these things.
Yeah, I do as well. I'm always so fascinated, even if I ask, you know, similar or the same questions to different people that I'm interviewing, I always get such different responses. And, you know, not only does it teach me about them, but it kind of gives me a new perspective about, you know, whatever it is, the topic that we're talking about.
And when you were talking about looking up to some of the giants in the industry, two of my favorite music interviewers are Bobby Bones and Cody Allen. I have so much respect for those two.
Same. Though I love listening to the Bobby Bones show and Cody Allen. Yeah, definitely leaders in the industry and people to definitely look up to.
Agreed. And I've never actually said this on the show. So you're the first guest to hear this.
I'm excited.
A dream of mine for the past 6 years. Since I started the show, was to stand beside Cody Allen and Katie Cook in the press line at major country music award shows.
Wow! Yeah, I love that. That would be incredible.
Wow! 30 minutes is just totally flown by.
I know, it feels like 5 minutes. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, it does. I mean, and it's like this with everybody. I have a countdown clock in my a Blog Talk Radio studio, and when it starts counting down, it's like I look up 2 minutes later and we've already only got like a 10 seconds left. I'm going. What happened?
I can totally relate to that. I feel like that always happens in my interviews as well.
So, again, I wanted to thank you for taking the time to do this today.
No, thank you. I really appreciate being asked. It's an honor to come onto your show. I was really excited to finally get to speak with you and not just message, whether it be on Instagram or Twitter. So it's been an honor and a pleasure to be on the show today.
I said this earlier, but I have so much respect for you, and I just admire what you do.
Thank you very much, and likewise, I really look up to the
really
work and the time that you've put into the show.
That it can be worked out, Jennifer. Meet to meet you. It's not a CMA festive, someone in the near future.
I would love to meet both of you, and hopefully, you know, I'll reach out if I come to Nashville, or if we all end up being at the same festival together. That would be incredible to get to meet you guys in person.
I would
love
to. That'd
be so great. Did you have any more questions, Greg?
Yes. In terms of one interviews that you have planned, Johnny, you said you have Colt Ford. Are you able to inform us of what other people are on your agenda for people to interview this year, meaning who have you booked?
I don't have any particular interviews scheduled at this point. And what happens for me, at least with interviews at this point, is I'll reach out to folks as they come into Denver. And there's usually only one band per week that's coming into town. And sometimes I don't find out if I'm going to get an interview with them until even the night before. Sorry, I don't have a better answer to your question, but I'm always hustling. I'm always reaching out to every band that comes to Denver. And like I mentioned earlier, I'm looking at going to some festivals. That was really a great experience for me. Last November, I got a lot of great interviews there that weekend at the Driftwood Music Festival. And so I'd love to continue doing that in the future.
Well, I give you a lot of credit to be able to you have to do a lot, book these interviews and then interview them the next day, which gives you only one day to be able to do research on the position.
Yeah, and sometimes I've, you know, stayed up until 3 or 4 in the morning the night before doing my homework so that I walk into the interview prepared to hopefully have a great conversation.
Wow. So then you must hold in all your yawns and your snoring until after the interview.
I chug a Red Bull and it's all good.
Oh, I'm kidding. <That's all> right.
You know, I feel like, I'm gonna be honest with you. Researching for a guest on the show is probably one of my favorite things to do. Prior to the interview, because I feel like if you're gonna have an interview with somebody, know your stuff beforehand.
I could not agree with you more. And when I do that research, occasionally I'll come upon interviews that folks have done. And I'm, you know, sometimes disappointed, you know, that the interview seems to be asking questions of the guests that, you know, are pretty obvious. And that's one of the things that I learned when I went to journalism school was don't ever ask someone that you're interviewing a question that, you know, you could learn by quickly doing a Google search on them. And, you know, I'm by no means a perfect interviewer, and I'm working at it all the time, but Just like you, it's one of the most important things about doing a good podcast is like spending that time and really trying to get to know the person so that you can ask them things that they really care about.
And I feel like, of course, this is kind of my interview style, but I'd much rather get to know the a guest as a person as opposed to an artist.
Yeah, I agree. It's fun to get to know what people care about and what people do, you know, outside of their tour life and their music industry schedules. But sometimes it's interesting, too, to find that certain people actually their whole life is just the music. And it's always fun to get to know why that is. But, yeah, it's so much fun to get to talk to people on a personal level.
Before we wrap, where can people listen to your podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. The podcast is available. It's Country Backroads Podcast Interview, kind of a long name, but you can listen to us on iHeartRadio's app, on Spotify, on iTunes, and then I put all of the episodes up on the website as well, which is backroadspodcast.com.
Awesome. And where can fans follow you on social media?
Yeah, I'm at Country Music Pod. That's at Country Music Pod on everything. And I absolutely love when people direct message me or write comments. I always message back. And so, yeah, definitely reach out to me there.
You know, and I follow you on pretty much everything. Just putting that out there.
Yeah, me too. I follow you back.
And I appreciate that.
I think you follow me too, Jenna, on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Awesome. Like I said earlier, this has been so much fun, and I just honestly. It's always a treat to have fellow podcasters on the show.
Well, thank you again for having me on your show. Like I said, it's an honor to be asked. And like, I totally agree with you. Really fun to talk to somebody else in the industry that's, you know, doing the same thing and can relate to all of the same triumphs and struggles.
So going back to what you said again about taking time off to kind of get yourself reorganized and recommitted, I cannot tell you, at least in the beginning, how many times I wanted to just throw in the towel completely.
Yeah, it's not easy, and it really is a testament to, you know, commitment and a great work ethic and honestly a really deep passion at the end of the day that keeps you going. So I really respect your longevity in this show.
You know, if you'd told me even 5 years ago, I'd still be doing this. I'd have probably slept you and called you crazy.
Well, it's time to celebrate. Congratulations on you know, your success with the show and sticking with it. That's really something to be respected.
You know, it's kind of funny because initially we were a soap opera related show. We initially covered soap operas.
Hmm. Wow. That's really interesting.
Soap operas to music. I mean, that's kind of a stretch there, but music's always been my passion. So
yeah.
And I'll take
yeah,
you,
and when you have something that you're passionate about, it's easy to stick mm-hmm. with it.
And I'll tell you another quick story, then I'll let you go. I woke up one morning, and this has been about 4 or 5 years ago, and I checked Twitter and on my social media stuff like I always do, and then I noticed I had like 9 or 10 independent musicians following me. So I'm going, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's actually a little weird. So of course I've been doing the show for about a year and a half at that point. So I said, you know what? I'll reach out to some of these artists and see if they want to come on. And that's
okay.
And we started doing music full time in 2014.
Wow, that's so great. I was curious about how you got started. That's awesome.
But initially, how I started this show back in 2012, initially as in the soap opera industry, as kind of a way for a fan to get to connect with their favorite soap stars by calling in, et cetera. But that lasted for about a year and a half or 2 years, and that's when I started doing this music thing full time.
Wow, that's incredible. That's a pretty hefty swerve in your career direction from soap operas to country music.
To be honest, it kind of threw me for a loop, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I wanted to say again, before I let you go, you've always got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Well, thank you so much. It was such an honor to be asked to be on this show, and really fun, and I was really looking forward to getting to speak with you finally.
Absolutely. This has been on the books for like a month, I believe a month or so, and I was so looking forward to this, and your first interview didn't disappoint.
No, and you were an excellent interviewer, and like I said, thank you again. It's really an honor to be asked to come on the show.
Absolutely. So I think we're gonna let you go, but I'll definitely be talking to you on social media, okay?
Okay, absolutely. Hopefully I'll speak with you really soon.
I'll talk to you later, Jenna. Thank you.
Yeah,
take
have a pleasant
care.
Evening, Jenna.
Thank you. You guys too.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow, that was so much fun.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
She is so great. The thing I liked about that was you could not tell that was the first time she'd been interviewed.
No. She acted like a real pro that she's been through a hundred times.
I agree. So what's coming up next for the show, buddy?
On Monday, we finally have long-anticipated interview since they announced their Jam and Jammy show. Mary Cutter and Megan Barker on Monday the 5th. Their Jam and Jammy show officially begins, which will be a weekly show, on Wednesday the 7th. But then after that, we have some songwriter Taja Bachman to talk about the release of her new EP, which I think is sensational. Go ahead, Cody.
Yep. So I think I'm gonna let you go too, and we've got 5 shows next week too. So I think I'm gonna let you go, and I'll talk to you Monday. Okay, buddy.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Cody.
All right, bud, I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, bud.
Hope you enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Jenna Martin, host of the Backroads podcast. And like Craig said, Monday, February 5th at 4:30 Central, we've got my lovely friend, Mary Cutter, joining us, along with the equally as lovely Miss Megan Barker. And then Tuesday at 4:30, we have the super talented Miss Taji Bachman. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Brute Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.